This is Franz with the Travel Trade Exchange podcast. And today I'm going to do a quick informational podcast, possibly a little bit of story mixed in with it, on Istanbul. Before we go into the podcast, though, I want to encourage you, the listener, to number one, subscribe to my site. By subscribing, that basically means you put in your email address and prove that you're a human being by typing in a code, and that's all there is to it. Once you do that, you can submit your own story. You log in, and off to the right-hand side of the front page will be the top line will say, hi, so-and-so, whatever you choose to be your name, then my ads, and then submit a story. If you click on submit a story, it will go to a submission page, which allows you to either upload an audio file in the form of an MP3, which you would upload off your hard drive, or a written story. Please, please, please consider giving us some audio stories so we can keep this podcast going. I'm sure you have some great stories to tell. So with that out of the way, let me get on to what I wanted to talk about. I've been to Istanbul many times, and the first time anybody visits Istanbul, it reminds me of that line from The Wizard of Oz. And the line is, I think I'm not in Kansas anymore. Because it is a foreign country and it feels foreign. And it's exotic and it's exciting. And possibly a little bit intimidating. Now, I've been in and out of Istanbul many times. And for the most part, I've stayed in the Sultanahmet area. But I have also stayed in the Taksim Square area a couple times. And, one other area of town, which was not particularly nice. And I can't think of the name of it. It wasn't very good. I would just recommend that you choose either the Taksim Square area or the Sultanahmet area. And most likely you'll want to be staying in or near the Sultanahmet. That's where the Blue Mosque is. And that's where the Hagia Sophia is, that's where the underground cisterns are, that's where the bazaar is, and that's where you can walk down to the spice bazaar, and you can get on ferries and go up and down the Bosphorus very easily from the Sultanahmet area. If you're a budget traveler, like I am, it's going to cost you anywhere from $20 to $30 to take a taxi. Or there's a bus that goes into town as well that you can pick up just outside of the arrival area. The bus is an easy way to get in and out. Taxis are more expensive. If there's several of you traveling, you can usually arrange with your hotel to have a minibus, pick up your group. And I've done it every way, every possible way to get in and out of the downtown Istanbul area I've done. But I'm going to give you one more possibility. And if you're traveling alone or just with one other person and you are very frugal like I tend to be, you will arrive at the airport. If you're flying international, you'll arrive at the international terminal. And just a side note here, the international terminal is connected to the domestic terminal just by a long walkway. When you pick up your luggage and you come out the door, if you turn left and walk all the way down to the end, you will see an elevator that will take you down. And if you take that elevator down, you will arrive at the metro train. And I think the metro train costs a euro or something like that. Very, very inexpensive. Get on the metro train and take it down six stops. And that stop would be called the, and I don't know how to pronounce this, Zeytinburnu, and it's spelled Zeytinburnu. At Zeytinburnu, if you're clever, you will get off there and transfer over to a tram. And the tram is going to be a nice, modern, air-conditioned, quiet tram, and that is the end line of the tram. And the tram will make a few more stops. But it's a nice way of seeing Istanbul, and that tram will take you all the way down to the Sultanahmet. Now, should you choose not to do that transfer, and it's right next to it, and you'll see it when you pull into the station, but if you choose just to stay on the metro train, The metro train will take you all the way into Istanbul and stop at a place called Aksaray. And now that I'm thinking of it, that's the other section of town that I stayed in one time, was the Aksaray section, which wasn't particularly good. A lot of Russian prostitutes seemed to be hanging out in the area. Not a particularly nice area of Istanbul to be staying in. So if you switch from the metro train to the tram, and you'll pay a few more, maybe another euro for that ticket, and take that all the way into, and that's going to have Imuno is going to be the end stop on that tram, but so it'll say Imuno is the other end of the tram. But you'll want to get off at the Sultanahmet area if you're staying in the Sultanahmet, and then you can walk to your hotel from there. So once in Istanbul, there's lots to do. Like I say, you can visit the Blue Mosque, you can visit the Hagia Sophia, the bazaar. When you visit the bazaar, don't worry about it. You're going to get lost. And just go in, get lost, and when you finally decide to come out, just find an exit and come out and then somehow orient yourself back to getting up to the main street. There's always ways. If you here's one thing I like to do when I go through the Grand Bazaar. I just get off and I continue downhill and just keep walking downhill. And then there's going to be some areas of town. Some of the streets are going to be very crowded with people. You'll see porters carrying bundles on their backs, and you'll see a lot of people in those streets. Those are the main shopping streets for people that visit Istanbul from all over Turkey. And if you keep wandering on down, you're heading down towards the Bosphorus, you will eventually wind up at the Spice Bazaar. And it's a much funner way of going to the Spice Bazaar. Just keep going downhill. That's all you need to do. Just keep going downhill. And if you don't find it, you might have gone too far to the west, and just take a right, wander along the Bosphorus, and you will see the Spice Bazaar there. There's people that are cobblers on the streets. You can have them fix any shoe problems you might have. I just really enjoy Istanbul. You are going to be constantly befriended, I should say, by people that wish to sell you carpets. And they're very clever. They will always come up and say, "Hi, where are you from? Are you American? Are you English? Are you this? Are you that?" It's just their opening ploy to get to know you, to try to create some personal relationship, to get you to come in and have tea and look at their carpets. If you're interested in looking at carpets, take advantage of them. Go see them. Go look at some carpets. You don't have to buy. If I ever had a sales shop, I would hire Turkish salespeople. Because no just means another way to come at you. They do not take no for an answer. And I've taken advantage of the friendship offered by carpet salesmen in the past. Usually when I arrive in Turkey, I have a GSM unlocked phone, and I need to get a SIM card for my phone in Turkey. And the last time I was there, I had left my passport at my hotel, and I just said, "Hey, I need to get a SIM card for my phone. Can you take me to a phone shop and help me get a SIM card?" And he took me to a phone shop. We put a SIM card in. He used his ID to get me the SIM card. And then I had a local phone number in Turkey. There's a couple things that I enjoy doing when I'm in Turkey. One of them is, and I've only done this by myself. My family hasn't done this. And that's, as you come into Turkey, you're going to see the walls of Constantinople. These were very famous walls. They were double walls, and they surrounded the city. And if you're going in by the Sea of Marmara, you will see that these walls surround the city, and you can walk along these walls. And I spent one day just walking on these walls. And I started at the Sea of Marmara and eventually ended up in the Golden Horn area. So I walked all the way along these walls up into the Golden Horn area. And it was a fun thing to do. The other thing I've enjoyed doing when I've been in Istanbul is taking the ferry up the Bosphorus. And there's a couple ways you can do this. The most expensive way is to pay for the tourist ferries that take you up and down. The other way is to take the local ferries that will be going back and forth across the Bosphorus up to the Black Sea. The last stop is right by the Black Sea, where the Bosphorus ends and the Black Sea begins. And I've done that. And the last stop is going to be on the east side of the Bosphorus. The problem with doing that is the next ferry that's going to take you down is going to be about 4 hours later. So you're stuck in this little town for 4 hours, and you will get pretty bored in the stop after about 20 minutes. If I were to do it again, I would stop on the stop just before the last stop, which is on the west side of the Bosphorus, because that ferry is going to go over to the final stop, the east side of the Bosphorus, and then come back. And then I could get back on the same ferry and take it back down to Golden Horn area, back to where I got on the boat. That's something worth doing. Just wandering around the city, I enjoy it. There's several mosques, and of course the Blue Mosque is the most famous. Then there's the Suleiman Mosque, which I really enjoyed visiting as well. All in all, I really enjoyed Istanbul. If you want to do a day trip outside of Istanbul, and if you're there for a week, then you're probably going to want to do this. But a good side trip is to go down to the ferry landing, which is not too far away from the Sultanahmet, maybe a mile away from the Sultanahmet area. Get on the ferry and take it over to... Hold on, I'm going to have to find this. Take the ferry over to Yalova. And the ferry's going to be maybe an hour. Along the way, you're going to go by some of the islands that are in the Sea of Marmara. But at Yalova, get on a bus and go visit Bursa, B-U-R-S-A. Bursa was, I think, the original capital of Turkey. It's not visited very often by tourists. I would spend a night in Bursa. There's some beautiful mosques. There's another great bazaar there, outdoor bazaar primarily. Just spend some time there. Bursa is famous for its cotton linens, towels, and bathrobes. I bought some bathrobes and brought them home one year and gave them as Christmas gifts. They're very famous for that. And it's a nice side trip. So, just a thought. With that, I'm going to close this podcast. And again, I really encourage you to, number one, go to the site, www.traveltradeexchange.com. Join and submit your stories, audio or written. But I think audio stories with your own enthusiasm is really a nice way to go. You can listen to them while you're wandering around, and other people can listen to your through the podcast. Of course, you can subscribe to these podcasts through iTunes, and that's where most of the people download these podcasts. But please consider going to our website, www.traveltradeexchange, joining and uploading your own audio story, or I guess, again, your own written story. Thank you very much. Keep traveling, and remember, you'll be remembered by the stories you tell.